Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of WashTec AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Axel Jäger, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Welcome everyone to the WashTec H1 conference call 2019. My name is Axel Jäger, and I'm here with my colleagues, Dr. Günter Blaschke, Stefan Weber, Dr. Ralf Koeppe, Caroline Kalb, and Sergey Volodin. We will start with the key figures, revenues, EBIT, and free cash flow, and move on to the segment results by region and by product group. Afterwards, we will look at the P&L and balance sheet structure, followed by the guidance for fiscal year 19 and measures, i.e. cost adjustment and improvement program, plus further targeted activities for sustainable improvement that have been and will be taken to support WashTec development in fiscal year 2019. Last agenda point will be the introduction of our new board members, Dr. Günter Blaschke and Dr. Ralf Koeppe. Please move on to the next slide. The overarching motto for WashTec within this fiscal year is, as you know, all around clean cars. We do offer a full solution package to the world of car wash, and we constantly develop our portfolios to strive for a high level of customer benefit. Within this fiscal year, we launched our new rollover generation smart care to the public at several trade fairs in Germany, Italy, and North America. We are constantly optimizing our offering of chemical solutions for car wash, and we are developing and testing our Easy Car Wash app in several markets throughout Europe. We see an increasing demand in the field of tunnel installations, especially in metropolitan areas, and sustainability is getting more and more important in the field of car wash. WashTec is well prepared here with its offering of water reclaim systems, eco-labeled chemicals, and the general advantage of equipment-supported car wash compared with hand washing. Next slide, please. Here you see our key figures. The development of revenues, EBIT, and free cash flow in the first 6 months of this year was mainly driven by lower key accounts due to the uncertain global economic situation, i.e. orders from key accounts came and still come in with considerable delay. In the meantime, invest budgets of key account customers, especially in North America, are mainly released, and accordingly, these orders were placed with us. This happened later than in prior years and therefore could not be part of the 6 month figures as of June 13th revenue-wise. However, direct sales development was strong and increased double-digit compared to last year. North America and Australia are still in a turnaround situation. The improvement is step-by-step there. However, it will take more time to improve the situation by constant support and monitoring of the local organizations. We increased headcount year on year by 38, mainly in direct areas such as sales and service. As a consequence, personal expenses increased from 68 million to 72 million as of June 13th. Free cash flow decreased due to lower EBIT and mainly an increase of net operating working capital, since we already manufactured machines and systems for the expected order entry to make sure we will be able to fulfill and turn as much as possible of the resulting order backlog into revenues within the remaining months of this fiscal year. Next slide, please. Here you see the results by our regional segments. Revenues in Europe and APEC are at prior year's level. Direct sales revenues in Europe have been strong. North America is still behind but slowly catching up. As of June 13th, revenues in North America are lacking key account revenues. However, the investment budgets of major key accounts in this region are released in June. The orders will now be placed step by step, and we are confident to increase revenues in this region in the course of the remaining fiscal year 19. Revenues in APEC are mainly driven by China, where WashTec is significantly growing, coming from a small base. The EBIT in Europe is behind last year's figures due to more headcounts in areas with direct customer contact. EBIT in APEC is low due to the turnaround situation in Australia, Last year, the organization lost a large account and is currently working to regain this customer. The same applies to the situation in North America. EBIT is still low, but processes are constantly improving. We lost a large North American chemical customer last fiscal year, as you might know. However, in the course of fiscal year 19, we managed to get this customer back and are currently working on the reintegration of this customer in our chemical distribution network. WashTec implemented an immediate cost adjustment improvement program to reduce other operating expenses within this fiscal year. Additionally, we are working on concrete initiatives to constantly lower personal expenses on a global scale from 2020 onwards. Next slide, please. Our results by product group. Machine and service revenues are at prior year's level. Key account sales were below expectation, but direct sales were strong. Chemical revenues are nearly at prior year's level. Given that we lost a big customer in North America, we were able to acquire new customers for chemicals, i.e. to broaden our customer base in chemicals, and as a consequence, could keep chemical revenues at nearly prior year's level. In the meantime, we were able to regain the lost chemical customer contract in North America. The reintegration of this customer in our North American distribution network will start throughout the fourth quarter of 2019. Overall number of washes, and that means consumption of chemicals, was below 2018 due to the unfavorable weather, particularly in Europe. Revenues from other businesses, i.e. the CWM business, were lower as expected due to the sale of wash sites to customers in 2018, mainly in France and Eastern Europe. We launched our new rollover generation SmartCare at trade fairs in Münster, Bologna, and North America. This new rollover generation is based on a platform concept and offers numerous smart features. It will increase customer benefit in the car wash market. We expect to deliver the first systems in autumn 2019 to the premium segment of the car wash market. Next slide, please. Profit and loss statement. Based on the seasonal cycle of car wash business, we do expect a stronger second half of the year. Gross margin decreased due to a different product and regional mix. The increase in personal expenses comes from a global headcount increase of 38 headcounts compared to last year. The additional headcounts are nearly all located in direct areas, such as sales and service. Increase in depreciation is mainly a consequence of the application of IFRS 16 from fiscal year 19 onwards. Right-of-use assets are capitalized and the depreciation is shown here. Given the lower EBIT as of June 13, 2019, WashTec implemented an immediate cost adjustment and EBIT improvement program to reduce other operating expenses within this fiscal year. Additionally, we are working on concrete initiatives to constantly lower personal expenses on a global scale from 2020 onward. Next slide, please. Balance sheet structure. Balance sheet total increased to $1,263,000. Part of it was the first time application of IFRS 16 from fiscal year 19 onwards. Right of use assets are capitalized at a value of roughly 80 million euros. Equity decreased from 95 million euros to 67 million euros due to payment of dividends, in brackets 33 million euros. Net financial debt increased compared to December 31, 2018 due to dividend payment after the general shareholders meeting. Net operating working capital increased due to the increased level of stocks. We pre-manufactured incoming orders for machines to make sure to be able to deliver and install as much as possible within the remaining months of fiscal year 19 and, as a consequence, turn the orders into revenues. Compared to December 31st, free cash flow development is, besides the lower EBIT, increasing due to higher level of stocks in finished and unfinished goods, i.e. machines manufactured based on latest order intake from key account, a lower level of collectible accounts receivable, and a lower level of down payments from customers. Next slide, please. WashTec has a value-oriented and stable shareholder base. Given that the share performance during the second quarter of fiscal year 19 was below our expectations, based on the last dividend payment of €2.45 per share, WashTec offers an attractive dividend yield to its shareholders. Total dividend payment in fiscal year 19 was €33 million. The current dividend payout ratio is 96% based on net income. All of you have seen the drop of share price following the release of our preliminary results. Of course, this is disappointing. On the other hand, we are convinced that WashTec is a very attractive investment, not only because of the very attractive dividend yield, but also because of the sustainable equity story. Next slide, please. Guidance 2019 revised. We adjusted the guidance at July 5th based on slower business activities in key accounting during the first half of fiscal year 19. WashTec implemented immediate cost adjustment and EBIT improvement program to reduce other operating expenses within this fiscal year. Additionally, we are working on concrete initiatives to constantly lower personal expenses on a global scale from 2020 onwards. These measures should improve and secure profitability levels in the second half of this fiscal year. The program focuses first on tight management of other operating expenses, e.g. non-critical projects will be postponed, and second, on an effective reduction of personal expenses, i.e. short-term measures in 2019. Additionally, WashTec launched further activities for sustainable improvement, e.g. global headcount reduction on an individual basis from 2020 onwards. In parallel, the turnaround process in North America and Australia will be constantly and tight followed. There is considerable support from headquarters for these foreign subsidiaries. Moreover, we onboarded a new CFO in North America. In general, we do expect a stronger second half of the fiscal year 2019. Next slide, please.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I'm now on, here's Ralf Köppe speaking. I'm the new CTO. I'm now on board at WashTec for 3 weeks, and the current situation is not all new for me. I have been in this situation in my previous assignments before. This situation also enables us to focus on the most important projects for our company, and I'm already well focused on these topics to guarantee delivery and focus on these ones. Before joining WashTec, I've been with Bosch Rexroad for almost 5 years, acting as CTO of the Automation and Electrification Business Unit. These are the component businesses of drives, controllers, and servo motors. Before that, I've been over 10 years with KUKA, heading as VP R&D the development of robots here in Augsburg.
My name is Günther Blaschke, and I guess you all know me. I'm here just for a couple of months to keep Dr. Köppe the backside free, to focus on making focus on the more technical side and get really deep into this. And in the meantime, I help to drive our performance program. That means headcounts and other operation accounts and other issues, okay. Mainly.
Thank you. So we move on to the next slide. This is the last slide. You see our financial calendar and the events where we will be, so to say, to get your questions. Thank you very much so far. So I think from our side, we are now open to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Eckhard Kuhls, Warburg Research. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Hello. I have a question regarding your indicated restructuring costs, which could be booked in H2 2019. So I saw that you will give more color on that with the release of Q3 figures, but maybe you can give a rough idea of how many people you want to get rid of. We talk, and seems to me a little bit after you have raised capacity and installed more sales people, that you are now adjusting your headcount a little bit to maybe somewhat lower economic growth expectations. Is that assumption true?
So first of all, if you see our top line development, then since 2017, end of 2017, in 2018 and in 2019, we do not have the same high number of growth anymore at these 2 years. But we still, because our expectation was different, we still were prepared and have prepared also in cost and capacities to go on the, let's say, 3 to 5, 6% line growth. Since we haven't got to this, and we know that this year most likely we will also have a more stable business, but not a fast-growing business. And also looking into the overall worldwide economy, we felt that it's necessary now to go back to the level which we had end of 17. So that means having the sales around this not growing that much, then we also, with some efficiency which we have to get after, then we may can also do the business with in an environment of 2017 overall cost. More specification will follow.
Okay, thank you. And maybe on North America, so the situation so far this year has not improved, but you unchanged, expecting for the full year a better development compared to 2018, especially on the profit side. So this, so from that point of view, it seems that you are expecting a very strong second half of the year. And I just heard that you are expecting key account orders to be booked in the course of Q3. So can we assume that these orders will be shifted to the customers already this year, or is that something for next year?
Okay, this is Stefan Weber speaking, CSO. Yes, everything you cited, all the assumptions you made are totally correct. There were some delays, and we are seeing it already in June. It started in July very strongly, the order intake picking up, I would say, solid. And since these orders are coming now, we are also confident that we can deliver and install within this fiscal year. And that's why we still support the significant growth story in the U.S. and the change in the EBIT as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's for the time being. So I think I had one more question, but I have to think about. So maybe I come back later on that. Thank you for the time being.
Welcome.
The next question is from Richard Chan, HSBC. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. So I would like to come back to this key account business. I'm still not able to see where the difference is now between the situation when we had the Q1 call. At that time, you also showed very high confidence that already in Q2, the ailing key account business would turn around and things would take off, and the shortfall achieved in Q1 would be made up. Can you elaborate a bit what really has changed since then? I cannot see the point because the visibility you have from your order backlog is obviously not more than a quarter at best, if I'm right. And also concerning the budgets of your key account customers, you say these budgets are now okayed by the customers, but the customers are still reluctant to place orders out of these budgets. So I would be interested in what visibility you have in respect of these budgets. Are these higher than in the previous year? Are they lower, or is it the same? And what makes you confident that really the customers will make full use of these budgets, or will not tend to further push out order placement here, maybe into the next year? Thank you.
What makes us confident? Let's put it this way. I mean, we know the budgets because we are in constant, let's say, conversations with the key accounts, but as you rightfully say, we were optimistic in Q2 already to catch up here, which didn't happen. So you rightfully asked the question, what gives us more confidence now? One, we have to distinguish between the European and the American situation. In Europe, we are more or less trading on the values that we could foresee, maybe except for one account, where we see a stabilization now in July. But I think the biggest and strongest change, and that's also where the confidence comes from for the overall forecast for the group also, that we can still make a significant growth story in the second half, is coming from the U.S., where we are so far not even on last year's level, which was anyway not a very good year. However, we are now looking at an order intake, particularly in the U.S., let's look at this way, in July, that is almost a triple the level that we had last year. So we can say that the July order intake already will, let's say, solidifies our belief that we can catch up in the U.S., and that, of course, is contributing to the overall global key account story in order to support what we have published so far. I hope that was a decent explanation.
Yeah, but just can you confirm that you know the budgets of your customers also in the terms of size? And again, are these budgets stable versus previous years, or have customers scaled back here? What does these budgets look like?
I mean, what I try to indicate is that they are on a standard and regular investment level, but not on a peak investment level like in 2017, which gave us in total, together with the direct sales, of 50 million gross. And we are aware of the budgets, we know what their budgets are, and like I said, in the meantime, most of them are working in alignment with the budget, except for one larger account, which is now also delivering the numbers that they have promised to us and that are part of our agreements with them. And in that sense, we believe that, or are convinced that Q3 and Q4, particularly in the U.S., will deliver better results.
Okay, and then another question I might give you on the cost reductions. My colleague also pointed out that this looks pretty pro-cyclical at the moment. Or do you have obviously lost faith in sustainable growth and do not consider the current situation as a kind of temporary breathtaking before your growth path might be resumed from next year onwards? So should we take this as a sign that WashTec has somewhat overestimated market growth here and is scaling back also the midterm perspectives here for the market? Thank you.
The answer is that we are using this specific time where growth is slowing down to really, if I can say so, clean the house. We have hired over the last year more than 100 people, and as you know, in the hectic of growth, you not hire, not everyone is a top performer. So we use this situation to clean the table, to be critical, to improve processes, and do our housework, if you like. So there is no change in our business model, there is no change in our growth perspectives. It's just a slowdown which we use to optimize the entire organization and the entire way we work.
Thank you.
The next question is from Michael Kerler, Augsburger Allgemeine. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I've got two questions. The first is, you told us you've got an immediate cost adjustment program. So can you point out what do you exactly do? Where are costs cut? And the second is also concerning jobs. You told us you want to lower personal expenses, and you've got currently about 1,800 employees. So much employees do you want to have, for example, in 2020? And maybe a third question, how much does affect this program the site, the factory in Augsburg? Thank you very much.
Well, first of all, the immediate cost reduction is other operating expenses only. That's the first step, where we address quick measures just to lower the cost base and to reduce other operating expenses within the remaining months of this fiscal year. Second, we are closely analyzing our headcount, but not in Augsburg, but on a global basis. So we are looking on our global organization where we can optimize what are the areas where we have efficiency gains that we can realize, but this is still in analysis and will be communicated later.
Okay, thank you.
There are currently no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And we have a follow-up question from Eckhard Kuhls, Warburg Research. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, maybe a follow-up question on the global platform rollout. So I understood earlier that this is a key project to improve margins over the next couple of years. The question here is that going according to plan, or is that maybe postponed because you have to look for other things like slower growth or reduction of personnel or reduction of other operating expenses?
What you mentioned is that we are introducing a new rollover platform with new features, technical features, based on a modular concept, and we introduced this machine to the market and we showed it, so to say, a sneak preview to the customers at several trade fairs, and we will start, according to plan, to introduce the machine to the market to sell machines at the fourth quarter of 2019.
Okay.
So on this area, on the product side, on the product development side, on the technology side, we don't stop anything.
So everything as communicated earlier. Okay.
It's not coming earlier, it's coming as planned. So
I mean everything is going according to plan, as you have already communicated some months ago, so this was okay. Maybe very last question, how should we model the second half of 2019? So I saw that your order backlog end of June was a little bit down, and usually the order backlog is a good indication for the development in the next quarter. So from this point of view, I guess Q3 could be again somewhat restrained or at least not better than last year. So everything has to be generated in the fourth quarter. Is that a fair assumption?
In terms of revenue, that's a fair assumption. I mean, anything that comes in an early part of Q3, you will see some revenue of that already in Q3. That means order intake beginning of Q3 will also be revenue within Q3, and that's also why we keep the forecast and the guidance for the US, because we are now getting these early orders in the first part of Q3, and as you might have seen, we are basically on par in Europe. So in other words, we are not better, which we hope to be at this point in time. However, but we are performing on par to last year, and we are, let's say, limping in the US until today. And with this excellent order intake now in July, late June, early July, we can see that we will see a significant impact already in Q3 in the US development towards end of Q3, and likewise also a bit into Q4. On the other side, you also have to see that last year, particularly Q3, was not strong at all, in other words, compared to previous years. So that gives us, with the offer funnel that we have at the moment, basically, or let's say, giving us the ideas to provide the guidance as we have done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
And we have another question from Richard Chan, HSBC. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I just also wanted to ask about this new smart care, because you underlined that it's going to be aiming at the premium segment of the market. So can you give us a bit of more information how big this premium segment is? Is it about, let's say, 20% or 30% of your new equipment sales, or is it even smaller? And is premium also different to be seen between markets? Is premium in Europe something different than, for example, in North America? Because I think the market, in especially, has very high hopes for this new product. And I'm not sure if these high hopes are fully justified here. Thanks.
I cannot say anything about the high hopes of the markets. You know, that's on your end of the story. In other words, I can only tell you, answer your questions. The premium segment is something that we described, depending how there's a certain spread in the premium as well, somewhere between, let's say, 15% to 25%, depending on how far we stretch the premium downwards. I mean, the really top premium, and that's what the smart care is delivering at this point in time, is a 15% market, a part of the market as it stands now. And we have to say, we have to be fair also, the premium has now been also new defined, because the Softcare Pro 2, which was before our premium product, was the premium of the premium in the market. And now we have added some very interesting customer benefits into the new machine, also preparing the new age of digitalization. And there's such that we have, defined a new premium range above the so far existing premium range. And we also have, like I said before, we have also recorded some orders already, which will be delivered from October onwards. And I would say the last part of your question, a premium is more or less premium everywhere. I mean, I would say everything that is a super premium in Germany would be a super, super premium in the US, because the market is at a, let's say, one level lower. But it will only help to boost this machine even better than in Europe, because that will define an even never seen, let's say, standard in the US market.
And it's not only a platform for product, in fact, for the manufacturing side, helps on the manufacturing side, is also a complete new platform for the future digitalization. So we have a quantum leap here in difference to the existing product, what digitalization is, options out of this, and also being the platform for further digital development. So this is basically a new era. It's 4.2, if you like, for the car wash industry.
Yes, thank you. And just to get an idea of the pricing you can achieve with this product, will it be then also at a new, let's say, premium price level, or are the advantages more with your production and you will go out with more or less the same price level as before?
We are still in finding the right price level. The only thing we can tell you is we were surprised how big key accounts were excited when they have seen it, and then what this offers to them for the future. The final price finding is now still in discussion, market by market, and this we can, by end of the year, we may have a clear picture how to position this new performance level price-wise.
Thank you.
And the next question is from Oliver Knobloch, Pictet. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. I have also just one question on the smart care. Can you be a little bit more concrete about the customer advantage for the car wash operator? Has he higher throughput with the machines? Has his total cost of ownership decrease? And is it easier to install or quicker to install? This is the first part of the question.
Yeah.
And then I have another question. Since you presented the machine already at a couple of trade shows, do you have the impression that some of your key account customers are waiting for the serial production of this machine and therefore were a little bit shy to use the budget with the old machine?
First of all, we're coming to the advantages. I think that would be, you know, being a little bit too long for this, let's say, telco here on the investor side. I can only give you, let's say, the best view and benefit argumentation you will find on our website, where we explain all the advantages of the smart care as it is. Basically, it offers better cleaning results. It offers faster wash programs. And what we call is prepared for digitalization. In other words, can be remotely driven in many aspects, like chemical dosage can be changed offline, online, and in accordance to needs. We can dose more chemicals at the front where maybe there are some insects on the wheels, and we can do in the same overrun do less on the top of the car, for example, which is then also an ecological as well as economical part of the story. So, but have a look at the web page, and there is basically the main advantages are explained, I believe, very well. The second thing is, you said at a couple of trade shows, that's it's exactly one couple, it's two. In other words, we showed it in Munster and we showed it in Bologna, and the feedback was great. Coming back to your last question with regards to the key accounts, yes, they were invited. They were all, let's say, positively surprised of what we have managed to create. However, the first orders that we got, and that's not a surprise, we got all from direct customers. That means customers that do spend their own money and not a budget, because within key accounts, as you might know, we are usually in longer tender agreements, and in the tender agreements there is a certain set of machines is specified, and if there is no need, then nobody, let's say, deviates from it, neither we nor the key accounts. Nonetheless, one or the other wants to have a trial on the new machine, and we're already making discussions on that in order to see where the performance differences are. But the first wave of orders will, and it was never expected differently, come from direct customers.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There are no further questions, so I hand back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. So we will end the call. Have a nice day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.